Get rid of your spring weeds now.
Call Green Co. Lawn Care today to get a lawn care program tailored for your lawn. Mention you heard this ad on 590 The Fan and receive your first month of lawn care for only $10. You heard that right.
Just $10.
Call Green Co. Lawn Care now at 636-674-5700. That's 636-674-5700. Green Co. Lawn Care. We're waiting to hear from you.
Who's ready for some USDA prime rib? Any restaurant can call their meat prime, but for a restaurant to proclaim USDA prime, it has to be graded within the top 2% of all meat served in the country. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road, just west of Highway 270. And size matters when it comes to prime rib at Surf and Sirloin. Specials all month long on prime rib in 12-ounce, 18-ounce, and even a Diamond Jim Brady 32-ounce cut. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week. Check out their menu online at Surf and Sirloin.
Unless you live under a rock, you must have heard about Stormy Daniels. She is the gorgeous woman that claims to have been with our president, and she is in St. Louis with her Making America Horny Again tour at PT's Country Cabaret, Friday, April 6th and Saturday the 7th, with the first showtime at 9:30 p.m. and the second show later in the evening. Stormy has lots to say
and more to show.
It's not every day you get to see what the president of our country allegedly likes in his women.
The IRS is clearly our most powerful government agency. If the IRS decides you've done something wrong, you're suddenly facing serious issues. I know that can be traumatic, and I found out trying to deal with the IRS on my own was a big mistake. So I called the Lance Drury Law Firm. The American Society of Tax Problem Solvers rates Lance Drury at the top. That's because Lance Drury has decades of experience. He knows how to deal with the volumes of regulations and red tape. Lance Drury quickly laid out a plan for me that would satisfy the IRS and save me money. And don't go into the IRS lion's den without Lance Drury by your side. Say you heard about Lance Drury on Larry Connors USA and get a free consultation. Lance Drury Law Firm, 314-238-7360. 314-238-7360. Call the Lance Drury Law Firm and sleep better at night.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at the Appliance Discounters.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
And 60% of the time, it works every time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 26th edition of Pinions Playhouse, just one segment of the greatest 3 hours on radio, maybe in the United States. That would be, of course, the show you're listening to now on 590 The Fan. The Playhouse today is brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, the longest-running advertiser this show has, 22 years and counting, and Bill Cleveland is in the house, and he will take us on the road somewhere, and thanks for his patience. But first,
hey!
Well. I just checked to see who's running the control board today, and it's none other than the man who spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. He He's all lit up. He's on cloud 10 today because somebody wanted to meet him because he's on the radio. It's just getting started. The chicks are going to be all over him. He is Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to someone.
Hello to everyone out there. I hope you are having a fantastic day.
Well, I'm sure they are, now that you've made it even better, just with the enthusiasm in your voice. Now, that's true. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. You know, most of us, if we had the money coming to us that Dan does someday, we wouldn't work. No. But he works, and he works really hard.
Huh?
Okay, he's here. Let's just put that way. He's here. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan Strauss, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and have a retirement account, you can have them give you a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the man who just brought you the news and has brought, well, he's brought bad news over the years to many people who wondered, is she seeing someone else or is he seeing someone else? And when he gets back to him with what he found, it's not always good news. It can be bad news. So he's a man of many types of news. He is more, so much more than just a newsman in the traditional sense. That's right. He is also a private investigator, which is what enables him to deliver that news they may not have wanted to hear. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank. Normally I do a commercial for Gateway Investigations during this slot, but I have a burning question in my head that I have to ask the producer of this show that I just can't pass up. Is that zipper sound effect you play when you do Dan Strauss's Trouser Mouse intro? Is that the same zipper sound effect you play when Frank talks about how he bribes cops out of tickets?
Oh, I never bribed a cop out of a ticket.
Is it the same sound effect?
It is the same sound effect.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Limey's not the producer of the show.
I'm the board controller. The board.
Oh boy, you touched the nerve there.
That's what you took out of that segment.
I touched
the nerve. Tim Woodburn, you've already said hi to your sponsor.
Sorry.
At least you mentioned your sponsor. That's okay. Bill Cleveland is in the house. He's in the studio. He's about to take us somewhere on the road. That's right. It may be eastbound. It may be somewhere else. Isn't that from Smokey and the Bandit?
Yes.
Bert, big article this morning about Bert Reynolds. Some guy has written a movie just for him, and they've shot it, and he's in it, and apparently it's pretty good, even though Bert... It looks like he died about a year ago. No, he does. He looks terrible, but I hope I like him. I read his book, and I hope the movie does well. Here, who'll be taking us on the road here in a moment is Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hey, hello, everyone.
See how well he does that? Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hanging.
Ratboy's all excited. He's got some... First ever personalized license plates. What does the plate say? What does the plate say? Well, there's a surprise, yeah. And now, the conductor of the greatest polka orchestra ever, probably in the history of polka, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
I have a breakdown down at Bush Stadium outside of Gate 1, Section E. Outside of Gate 1 that says Dan Strauss, world's worst producer.
That's true. He actually does.
Frank, you have got to go to USA Today and look up the last known photo taken of Burt Reynolds. He's standing there with Robert De Niro and Chevy Chase, and they all three look like they're in a coffin. it's unbelievable.
How old is
he? Look, anybody can go on, and I encourage you to do this. Google or YouTube, just most recent photos of, and they just put somebody's name in there, like Burt Reynolds. Or you're not even going to believe it. And some people who are not that old, without makeup, catch them coming out of a store, you wouldn't even know who they are. You wouldn't know who they are. And I feel kind of bad for some of those people because they can't let go. They still want, you can tell when they're like interviewed on the Today show or something, a lot of makeup on, they still try to, they want people to see them the way they used to see them. Well, we all do, you know? I mean, it's just that when you're a movie star, it's tougher to get old and to start to lose it, if you would. We are brought to you. Bill Cleveland will be joining us shortly. We're brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. And Thompson Price actually is the advertiser who has supported this show longer than any other advertiser we have on. Now, we've got advertisers who've been with us for, the average is 8 years, 10 years, 12 years. How about 22 years for Thompson Price? And their business is really good right now. So thank you on behalf of Thompson Price and on behalf of everybody sitting here on this show. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because I'd like to think that without the AM and the PM crowd, same case with Londoff, the business would not be, and I know it wouldn't be that as good as it is. I'm sure they'd survive. They do fine, but we like to think that we help businesses just kind of push everything over the top, take them a little further than they ever thought they would be, because it is a loyal, you folks are a loyal bunch of listeners, and we never take that for granted. So when the time comes that you are ready for a complete remodel of your kitchen or a bathroom or maybe both, I don't know many people that do them both at once, but hey, if you have the money to do that, good for you. And a lot of people would prefer to do that than get a new house. They love the neighborhood. They like the neighbors. They like the school district. They like the house. They just don't like the kitchen or the master bathroom or whatever bathroom. So here's an idea that's a lot less expensive than selling your house and buying another one. Just remodel it. Make it, as Paula Abdul in the good old days of American Idol would have said, make it your own. And it will be. It'll be the kitchen. Let's just say it's a kitchen in this case, or bathroom, that was built every square inch of it specifically for you and your family. And you won't find that same kitchen or bathroom in any house anywhere in the world. It changes everything about your house. Thompson Price, their showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. And, of course, there's a lot you can find out. I encourage you to go in and meet them in person, tell them your AM and the PM, but, of course, you can go to ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota.
Yes, he has. Been to all these places and more. He's Bill Cleveland. And he's brought to you by Window World. And when he travels the country, whether he realizes it or not, every single day he is driving by looking at homes with Window World windows in them all over the country, because more homes have those replacement windows than any other. Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. For more, give it up for Bill Cleveland. How are you doing? Thank you for waiting, because that Taylor Nickerson,
boy, he talks,
you can't shut him up.
I just had a crazy idea. You just mentioned Window Worlds and looking at windows. Yeah. You know, if Larry Connors and I want to do a road trip together,
he could
look at people's rooms and I could look at the windows. That
would, and guess which one would get arrested? Yeah, guess which one would get arrested? You. Hey, what are you doing looking at our windows? Yeah. Oh, I'm just checking to see if they're Window World. Sure, yeah. You are. Yeah. Cuffs go on and you're off to jail, and Larry goes off free because he was just looking at the windows.
And then built on that registry for another 5 years with a mugshot. Mm-hmm. Turned to the right.
Yeah. He saved me from a bad idea. Thank
but
you
did
very
you,
much.
Bill, you missed it. Did you see hear the cruel thing Tim just did?
I usually ignore him.
He said he would continue to be on that registry for another 5 years, implying that you're on the sex offender list.
I just ignore
right.
him.
I'm just happy that the oldest guy on the show gets my quick jokes, because I think that went right past Limey and Dan. They didn't even
it did. Oh, it did. I got it, though. I'm tuned into your cruelty.
Oh.
Chose not to laugh, that's all. All right. Headed to Kansas City today. And
you are?
I am right here in the studio.
Wow, where's that?
Right now. And so there's a place in Kansas City that is...
Where the women wear no pants?
No.
There's a hole in the wall where the boys see it all?
That one I've never heard. I can't believe anyone laughed at it.
That's the song. That's how the song goes. There's a place in France where the women wear no pants. There's a hole in the wall where the boys can see it all.
Oh, my God. Are you still talking?
Yes, he is.
Bill. Hurry up, Bill.
Yep, that's what he does.
Oh, my gosh. All
right. I'm sorry, Bill. I believe when we last left you said something about Kansas City. That was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Are you going to talk about the Schlitterbahn, Bill? Did you ever ride that in Kansas City?
The world's largest water slide?
Right.
I did. Yeah, it's shut down now.
Did you know the owner got arrested today in Texas because they claimed that they knowingly hurt children by making that ride?
I knew he was going to be in trouble. I didn't know that he'd been arrested.
He got arrested in Texas today. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's all the time we have for Tim's segment.
Great hearing it, Bill. TimOnTheRoad.com if anyone's interested in more. All right. So there's a place in Kansas City called Steamboat Arabia. Has anyone heard of this?
No.
Okay. I have not.
It is one of the neatest attractions in Kansas City. A lot of people don't even know that it's there. So a little bit of background. So it's the Steamboat Arabia Museum. And so in the 1800s, of course, steamboats were up and down everywhere, Mississippi, Missouri River, whatever. On the Missouri River, it was obviously very treacherous. 400 steamboats were lost. 300 of them were damaged because of what they called tree snags.
Tree snags.
So these are just big trees that were in the water. And why do you have your hand up?
Does this boat have anything to do with Lawrence of Arabia?
No.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
What a stupid question.
You held your hand up for that? Oh, my God.
Gave himself the idiot.
I got Dan to laugh.
There's a high mark there. Dan laughed at everything.
He just snorted, I did.
So the Steamboat Arabia sank in 1856. Had 200 tons of cargo on board. It was lost for 132 years. And this family decided that they knew that it had sank, and they wanted to go and find it. And so they did. So the Missouri River, it sort of shifted, as I guess it did. It does over time. I don't know exactly how all that works. But in the 20th century, the Missouri River shifted. And so the steamboat was underneath a farm field in Kansas. And this guy, and along with his family, they found it and they uncovered it. So the cool thing is, everything on board that ship is pretty much pristine. I mean, they uncovered and saved everything. And they have the largest collection of pre-Civil War artifacts in the world. They found it on this ship that was way down underneath this farm field in Kansas. And so you go through this museum, and they have everything that they found from the ship in the museum. And it's really neat. Lots of, I mean, tons of stuff. Everything from, you know, whether it's silverware to, I guess they don't have clothes. Well, I guess they had some clothes. But it's very neat, and you can check it out. It's called the Steamboat Arabia Museum. It's on the, I guess, the north side of downtown Kansas City.
My daughter lives in Overland Park, which is essentially, it's in Kansas, but it's a suburb of Kansas City. And I would normally say to her, hey, you need to go see this. I guess, yes, I don't think she'd care anything about it. I don't think a lot of millennials, no offense, hey. There's some... A lot of millennials, I don't think she cares anything about that stuff. She doesn't. You know, it's just a different it's different with some of the younger crowd. She, you know, she has a college degree, but she doesn't watch the news. I'm just telling you.
Man, the first thing
I think if I mentioned that to her, she'd go, "Nah, it sounds boring."
If I pull that thing up and dig it up and I look through there, I'm selling all that stuff.
Obviously they've got to have some money coming towards them. But what I want to know is how do you just, you know, how do you find a ship that's been lost for 132 years? I mean, as you said,
they had
the river.
They had old maps and a lot of. I don't know how to explain it. I've seen the video on how they did it, and that they show that at the when you go in, that's the first thing you see is this music. It's a little documentary they put together.
But we also just fairly recently had the technology to find stuff we couldn't find for 150 years.
This was in 1987 is when they found it. Way before any of the, you know, I guess you wouldn't use GPS
or the internet,
sonar or whatever.
Internet.
When you walk around the corner, though, after you see this little documentary that they have, and you see all that stuff sparkling, you know, like it's pretty neat to see it all in one spot. So I think you would. TripAdvisor has it like the number three most popular thing to do in Kansas City. So obviously somebody's going to check it out. That's it. Bill Clive. Yes.
Real quick, you got to tell the Schlitterbahn story. Did it scare you or not, Frank? This is the world's largest riding wet slide, and the owners are getting charged with felonies for hurting people on it. Bill said he wrote it. I just want to hear how his ride went.
The world's largest water slide. It was called Verruck, which was German for insane. And so it was, I'm trying to remember now, I believe 17 stories tall. Mm-hmm. And you would ride on it was a raft. It wasn't really a water slide, like a typical water slide where you're in your, you know, bathing suit or whatever. You're on a raft. There had to have been, you have to have, it was 400 pounds is what you had to have on the raft to make it go down and not pop up or whatever. So I went on with my dad. We were in Kansas City, Kansas. It was my dad, myself, and one other gentleman because Dad and I didn't weigh enough. Mm-hmm. And so it's over. You can't even imagine how fast it's over. I mean, it's almost like just snapping your fingers and the ride is over. That's how fast you go down.
Sadly, that ride was closed down, what was it, a year, 13 months or so ago, because a young boy was actually decapitated while he was riding on it.
Right, which is why these guys are getting charged. They're getting charged with every person that ever got hurt on the ride.
Uh-huh.
The makers and owners of the ride are getting charged with a count of assault or endangering.
Do you know how long that water slide was functional for? Like, I mean, how many cases are we looking at here?
It wasn't open that long. It took forever for them to finish it, and then it was open for, I think, at least a summer. And then the incident happened, and so I wasn't frightened by it, but, you know.
But a lot of other people got, I guess, hurt, and maybe, I guess, they let people...
I don't think a lot of other people got hurt. I don't think that's true.
Not like a huge number, but there was.
Calling you a liar. He's basically calling you a liar.
These guys are charged with one count of involuntary manslaughter for the kid who died on the ride, and then multiple counts of aggravating, endangering a child, aggravated battery, and interfering with law enforcement.
But multiple account, what is that, five people? I mean, thousands of people rode the thing, so I don't.
Sounds like Bill really
Does anybody in the room here know, does anybody here really know aggravated? What does that mean? That should be a different word.
I believe
that's not very strong.
I believe aggravated means with intent, like you.
Or carrying a weapon, like assault versus aggravated assault. Aggravated assault would be having a weapon while you used it.
Right.
Aggravated.
Okay. Then it ought to be a stronger word. Aggravating me with that gun. Yeah. It's just that aggravated is not a very powerful word. You know, aggravated is like, well, these mosquitoes are aggravating me.
I will tell you, the seat belts, I'm using air quotes here, the seat belts were a piece of, what's that fabric? The
twine.
Velcro?
Twine. Velcro, yes, thank you. And that's all it was.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like a very thin piece of Velcro, and that's the only thing.
Was there a height requirement on this thing at all?
No, because I was allowed to ride it. There was no height required.
I wasn't going to say anything, but well done, Bill. Yeah.
Yeah, insult yourself. Sorry, I know it's 6 o'clock.
Cut you off at the pass.
No, it's 8:30 now.
Charlie Tuna's coming in.
John McCormick's on next, the man who walks and talks at midnight. That's for the old people, for the old days when that station was powerful. Okay, Bill, you're free to either continue or wrap it up or whatever.
Sorry, I tried to wrap it up, but Bill Cleveland on the road on 590 The Fan.
All right, thank you, Bill. There he goes. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. Larry Connors was not on, I don't think at all, last week. There was some rerun stuff, but because of basketball, he was out of pocket, but he's back. He's back. And here's some of the things Larry will be discussing or kicking around or taking your calls on at 6 o'clock once we're off the air here. He wants to know if you supported the March for Life in Washington and across the nation, and he has some facts that the media hasn't reported. Also, and I read this story he's going to talk about. There's a school giving students rocks.